I'm Rona Tarrant. Victims of clergy sexual abuse have welcomed Pope Francis' letter in which he apologised for underestimating the seriousness of the crisis in Chile. Three victims of Father Fernando Caradima released a statement saying they appreciated the Pope's letter and were evaluating the possibilities for meeting with him. Pope Francis' letter, which was released publicly by the Vatican, asked forgiveness of all those he offended and said he hoped to apologise personally in the coming weeks. Russia has warned the US that launching airstrikes in response to a suspected chemical attack in Syria could spark a war between the two countries. Moscow's UN ambassador accused Washington of putting international peace at risk and said the situation was very dangerous. Western powers are thought to be preparing for strikes, but Russia, a Syrian ally, opposes such action. Meanwhile, experts from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons are travelling to Syria and will start investigations on Saturday. In Canada, at least eight dioceses have suspended financial support to the Overseas Development Agency of the Canadian Bishops' Conference. Cardinal Thomas Collins of Toronto cited alarming concerns related to an ongoing investigation into the Canadian Catholic Organization for Development and Peace. His decision to suspend funding comes in the wake of revelations that the aid organization partnered with agencies in developing countries that are involved in activities contrary to Catholic belief and practices. Pope Francis will preside over a consistory to approve several canonizations on May 19th. The Vatican announced the date yesterday, and it will most likely confirm the canonization dates of Blessed Paul VI and Oscar Romeo. The meeting of cardinals and promoters of sainthood causes formally ends the process of approving a new saint. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.